The letter arrived unexpectedly from Belmarsh Prison, just before the start of Advent. "Please pray for me," it said, "and mention my name. My mother will be at your Mass." You see, this year, our prison chaplains had organised a Mass especially for the families of those in custody and for the volunteers who visit them in prison. The eve of Advent seemed a very suitable time to bring together in prayer some of the people for whom the Lord's gift of hope is particularly precious. Every prisoner knows what it means to look forward with longing, hoping for the day when the prison door will close behind them for the last time. Their families and prison visitors try to keep that hope alive, to remind them that there is always the possibility of a better future. Perhaps those in prison have a deeper understanding than most of the great promise that Advent holds out to all of us. In the popular Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel, we address Christ using some titles drawn from Scripture to emphasise our longing for his coming again. They express our hope that he will break the barriers that keep us from living in the kingdom of God today. With all those who wait in prison, we pray, O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice.